T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We thank Horizon Therapeutics for sponsoring yet another Bears Monday. Not a victory Monday, no victory chicken, but we got consolation BoJack cereal today. And by the way, there's milk left, there's cereal left. If either you, Parkin Spiegel, would like some of it, and it's way better than I thought. Very good. Thank you to Anthony Heron and Dan Wiederer for joining us today. And we already have programmed the show for tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'm already kind of through Wednesday's show, too. But we know what we want to do. It's a lot of stuff that we didn't get a chance to do because it was a Bears Monday that we'll be able to get into. Dan's angry about a lot of things.
Well, I'm not just annoyed more than angry.
All right.
I know one angry. Of them. I know one of them. The feel-good story of Tony La Russa's return.
Well, there's that.
As Bob Nightingale wrote it yesterday, man.
The other Nightingale thing, which it wouldn't have made a difference who the manager was.
All of it. I'm standing around the Wrigley Clubhouse yesterday, and everybody is like, did you read Nightingale? Hey, did you read this? I mean, the gall to revise the truth like
retcon
that.
Retcon it. He retconned the La Russa tenure as manager.
And
Baghdad Bob.
I don't even know who he's carrying water for anymore. Like, sometimes it's Tony, sometimes it's Jerry, sometimes it's the Sox themselves. Some of them don't like him. Like, it's all weird, man. Like, he picks and chooses his water-carrying moments. It's amazing.
There's the slogan. It's not change the game. It's all weird, man.
But he always says yes when we ask him to come on, and then Jed Hoyer approves, and we do it.
Yeah, Jed Hoyer says we can have him on. Yeah. Well, it's so funny, because the conversation was, how many wins does a manager account for? And I think we all always had that conversation through the lens of strategy. Right? Like, pitching decisions, hit and run, and lineup construction.
And even if you wanted to do it strictly from a strategy standpoint, this year with La Russa, you could make an argument that it was close to double digits.
And I've always tried to have it, though, Danny, about chemistry. It's just difficult to quantify an atmosphere. It's impossible to quantify, but we've all watched it now, right?
We have all.
We've all seen it
We've all watched it, and it's definitely non-zero.
So
like, I don't know what the number is. Like,
but it's greater than zero.
Yeah, it's greater than zero, and there's a negative sign
for
in front of it.
For every ounce of energy that the vampire takes, it's one loss that gets added per 5 games played. Something like that.
I know it's a sport where you could quantify everything, but it's non-zero. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my God. So funny.
So that should be interesting today.
Well, yeah. You're not allowed to carry it live. So if anything huge happens, we'll pass it along, because Trent Dilfer will join us at 4.
Why can't you carry it live?
We are told that no one will be carrying it live, and that we are not allowed to carry it live. And thankfully, honestly, my answer was thank you. I don't really want to carry it live.
I would.
We would.
Of course you would.
We would have. But would I have enjoyed it?
I think that's worth sharing with the audience, that we're not allowed to carry it live. And not only are we not allowed, but the rights holder television station also not allowed. Why would a ball club not let you carry their end of season press conference live?
Where there's still 3 games left.
I don't know.
They didn't even get that part.
I do want to reiterate something that I mentioned last week and that I mentioned earlier in the show today. That the way his health problems have been discussed by people who are more in the know than I has been pretty serious. Like, this is real. Whatever's going on is not a dodge. They're not making this up. And people who care about Tony La Russa do seem very concerned about his health.
Well, I'm glad they are concerned.
And that's
great. I'm as cynical as anybody. I never thought it was a Dodge.
Neither did I.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
There were people but you know why? Because they offered it up as a way out before he got sick. Like, you know what a convenient way out would be?
Right.
He is 77 years old.
And because the situation begged for a Dodge all season long, it was like, is there any possible Dodge that you can find?
My whole thing was like, if you were going to do that, you wouldn't have him get dressed in uniform, meet the media, and then 24 minutes before a game have him sprinted out of there
and having players find out on the jumbotron.
Yeah, like that's not how you would die.
And then immediately privately flown to the Mayo Clinic.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we did not entertain any of that stuff when it was happening.
I agree.
That's just an internet conspiracy.
The only thing you can think of when you find out that a ball club is not letting anybody carry it live is that they're a little concerned with what the content might be. Even though it is a press conference and media will be there, they've got to have some concern that there might be some people who feel like they are made individuals and can say whatever the hell they want about any sort of situation.
But it's not going to censor the message from getting out. Like, NBC is going to air it as soon as it's done, and there will be media there with cameras and recorders. And so I think it's silly. It's a silly act of some form of censorship that'll be ineffective.
Well, that fits the profile too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
That fits the team profile.
So
we asked, can
we carry it live? They said no. Okay. Because we're off at 5, and so we got Dilfer at 4, Jalen Johnson at 4:30. So
you'll keep along with what's happening on social.
We'll update you if anything shocking happens and whatever.
I just think it's interesting that it is billed as their end of season press conference. There's three games left.
They do it on a Bears Monday at 4 o'clock.
When you could have
the meeting is adjourned. You're saying it.
You could have just done we've made a decision. Tony and us have come to a decision. This is. And then when we get to the end of that, instead of having him sit there while Rick Fields questions about who replaces him, yet let Tony do his thing, and then on Wednesday, you do your thing at the actual end of the season.
I will fully admit right now.
You didn't know the season still went on till Wednesday.
No. I knew that.
I was ready for that to be the truth.
I've had a little bit of a weird weekend and morning. This is the only time Rick is talking too?
No, I'm saying...
I thought that Rick's going to speak when the season's over, right?
I'm not sure about that, Danny.
This might be
because this is their end-of-season press conference.
Oh, wait, it's called. I thought this was...
Danny, I'm not that interested.
I thought this was just the Tony press. Like, Tony's not coming back.
Hold on, I didn't know. This is the White Sox end-of-season press conference?
That's what I'm saying. I thought that this was just Tony's not coming back. We're addressing that.
I thought this was an announcement of his retirement from baseball.
Let me go to the email here.
That's what I thought, too. I might be confused, but I thought it was Tony and whoever else is invited speaking about Tony retiring.
The White Sox will hold an end of season end of season media availability tomorrow, Monday, 4 p.m. at the Conference of Learning Center.
End of the season media availability.
End of the season.
Allows them to make this the only time that people are available if they so choose. So we'll see.
That's why I thought it was weird.
Wait a second. I didn't know that. They're gonna use.
Yes.
They're gonna hide, but and they're not gonna televise that. And they're gonna hide behind.
I didn't know that. Wait a second. I thought it was.
I wish I would have known that. I thought this was just dedicated to La Russa and him and his retirement.
I said end of season press conference.
Tony.
Why do you have so many first basemen and DH?
Little bit of Rick. We'll worry about that in the offseason.
I did not know that.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
It's interesting.
That's pretty weak.
You learn about, we've known anyway, but you learn about the DNA of an organization, about how they do some of these things, right? Yesterday, last home game in St. Louis of the regular season, they coordinated, so Wainwright, Molina, and Pujols all get taken out of the game at the same time.
Even though Wainwright's not retired.
He might be, but they had a 45-minute thing before the game. Over at Wrigley, how they turned DFAing Jason Hayward
into
a year early into a beautiful thing, like a classy thing that everybody liked. That's the most classy designation for assignment in the history of baseball.
Take that, Dallas Keuchel.
Right? But, isn't that on brand with the way that they try to do things and have it come off? And here are the White Sox burying this, and you're not allowed to carry it, and we don't want anybody to see
it. It's our end of the season press conference with three games left.
We'd like to just go hide in the corner and let Jerry do whatever he wants.
Now, how about this, since we can get into some wild speculation here.
Oh, good.
Okay. Since this is the end of the season press conference before the season is over, and clearly you're going to have say something to say about Tony La Russa, is it possible that you're doing this so that at the end of the season there are perhaps changes that are going to be made, and maybe you don't want to talk about that yet, and maybe the next person who's having a press conference for the White Sox is the person that's going to be in charge of the White Sox?
Well, maybe. I mean, didn't it happen when Joe left that they like did the press conference, and then when the press conference ended, they were like, oh, and by the way, we fired all the coaches.
Yes.
Right. Like, wait, we would have liked to ask about that. Like, wait, yes. you just talked for 70
absolutely
minutes.
Right.
Like,
absolutely,
you know, right. So even like the Cubs are not completely above a little bit of a bait and switch. Hey, we don't want to speak to some things.
Nothing will ever be as good as the day Lou Piniella decided to leave.
I'm leaving.
I'm out of here. I'm going back home to Florida. And everybody was sitting in that awful closet with all the big sacks of Diamond Dry.
Yeah.
And Tom Ricketts was on like a folding chair, and he was like out of frame and like leaning away and all wan looking.
Remember, the big problem for Lou is that he was on a regular schedule of getting his cocktail umbrellas delivered, like on the weekly.
I thought you were going to say something else there.
No, his cocktail umbrellas that he had delivered to his home because he came
out of cocktail.
Yeah, he came out of retirement to take the job. So by the time he got back, there was like a pallet full of cocktail umbrellas he had to deal with.
There are too many damn umbrellas around here, and I haven't had my prickly pear margarita.
I haven't had a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, you will. By now you have. God bless you.
He just bailed.
He didn't want that job before he took it. He didn't want the job when he took it.
I love the idea of on Wednesday the White Sox just turning the lights out. Everyone, it's like the Indy 500 as everyone's leaving the parking lot.
I'll raise my hand. Like, my bad. I didn't even read the email. I was just like, oh, it's the Tony press conference.
I
didn't either.
I mean, Danny, you're right. Like, it probably is the Tony press conference, but that's not what they sent out.
Okay, yeah. I would. So then, I guess there's like one of two things, right? It's either going to be 90 minutes or more, or it's not, and the beat reporters are going to be pretty pissed. Right? Because there's
a lot to cover.
It will be, yeah. It will be as long as Tony wants it to be. Like the Tony part, he has gotten to write his own ticket.
And then he can just walk on out.
And he will write his own ticket today.
And that's what I mean. I would have preferred that this was the Tony press conference.
I just thought it was.
That you do this press conference, and then on Wednesday or Thursday or however long it takes them to get there.
Monday, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right in the middle of the playoffs.
After the season, actually.
Maybe you do it Wednesday afterwards or Thursday morning.
Yeah.
You do it before the playoffs start on Friday.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be the way to do it, but we all know that that's not how they do things over at 35th and Shields all the time.
Well, this has been a fun departure from Bears.
it's been press conference logistics. Been nice to not think about that Bears team.
Yeah. Woof. Like, yo, I watch way too much NFL football for like a healthy, normal person.
That ain't it.
That wasn't NFL
yesterday
football.
You have, what, 12 hours of it.
Dude, they are an outlier. Like, it is a different sport.
It's a time warp.
It's a time warp, but
it's a jump to the left is what it is.
It reminds me of like conference realignment. Like a team just like levels up and they level up in competition and you're like, "Oh, you're in the SEC now."
How did Air Force get in the Big 12?
Yeah. Oh, someone now is in the ACC and they have to play Clemson. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like not the same brand of football. Like, you worry about the dangers for the kids out there. Like, can we get a running clock going? Can we get 10-minute quarters? Like, they're not playing the same game as everybody
else. Did you
else.
See the pass attempt stats? Kyler Murray is number one in the NFL with 173. Josh Allen has thrown 168 pass attempts. Down at 29 is Marcus Mariota, who's run the ball really well, and Atlanta's been okay, believe it or not, at 98 pass attempts.
They're like 60-something, aren't they?
Justin Fields, 31st, 67 pass attempts. He's 31 pass attempts behind Marcus Mariota
on
the year.
Who's thrown less than him?
I don't know. He's at 31.
He's at 31. Who's thrown less than Justin Fields?
That has to be wrong.
Maybe there's some time splitters.
Because
it Pickett, Trubisky,
and Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush has thrown more than him.
Jamison Dalton.
Yeah, Jamison Dalton, probably something like that.
There's no way to know.
Yeah, you're right.
You're doing pass attempts in the NFL.
Pass attempts in the NFL. Justin Fields 31st at 67 pass attempts.
Garoppolo at 50.
Oh, there you go.
Zach Wilson 36. Trey Lance, Dak Prescott, Andy Dalton, Teddy Bridgewater, all behind him.
He's far and away.
And two backups.
Yeah,
the most the regular who's is throwing that.
Oh, there are guys that are hurt. I mean, Cooper Rush has thrown way more than him. Mac Jones has thrown 30 more pass attempts than him, which is hard to believe if you watch them.
Especially yesterday.
Did you see this stat from PFF? Did you see this? He's had 49 dropbacks under pressure and 5 completions.
Yeah. So, and I just heard back from my guy Sam Munson over there. I was looking for like a little bit of Spiegs asked me to find a little bit of context.
Like what is average? What is reasonable to expect of an NFL quarterback?
All right, so he just sent this to me. So I apologize. I'm doing this like kind of on the fly. So Matt Stafford, at least in terms of rating, appears to be that. So 22 attempts under pressure. He's completed 17 of them.
Some quarterbacks want that. Well, this is more likely.
So Mahomes is an assassin with it. The completion percentage isn't as high, but
he's unfair.
He has 5 touchdowns.
Did you watch him last night?
Yeah. Mahomes has as many touchdown passes under pressure as Fields has completions under pressure.
But I feel like this stat and that context has become crucial. This stat and context have become crucial for analyzing Justin because, of course, it's easy to say, well, he had no chance on that play.
Gives you all the chances.
This is the league. This is how it works. That is your opportunity. Where's your hot read? Dump it out and get your 4 to 7 yards that might turn into 20 or 30, and then you'll slow down pressure. If not, they'll just keep doing this to you because you wait so damn long.
And your eyes drop.
Get the 4 yards instead of taking the sack, and you end up losing 2 yards. And that's one of the things that happened in the red zone yesterday, where he had an open player in the flat and he decides to not throw it.
I wrote it down, Lawrence. First down at the 13, 3.5 minutes left in the first. A waggle left. Cole Kmet is wide open for 3, maybe 4 or 5 yards. He keeps it in and cuts inside and gets hit. Take your single.
Take the free cheese.
It's a first down. Go get your 4 or 5 yards. Reset with an easier down and distance.
Yep. Second and 6 looks a lot better than second and 12.
Damn right. There's no trigger pull in this guy right now. And it's, I don't know when he learns it. I know we're supposed to be patient. Shane sang it to me last week.
He did.
Didn't work.
No.
Having trouble.
Mark Grody, Trent Dilfer, and Jalen Johnson are our guests today. Leave the cereal. Maybe we'll snack on it.
Take the cannoli. Leave the cereal. Take the cannoli.
Yeah. That's
good little hand snack.
Perfect.
Not bad.
Perfect. That sounds lovely.
And then the White Sox end of season press conference.
I can't believe they're doing that. They're hiding behind it. Yes. They're absolutely shamelessly to the last day. And he's sick. Yeah. It's one thing if you were faking it, it'd be different. Like the level of cynicism there. But to use he's going to tell people what's wrong with him, why he can't manage it. I was like, oh, yeah. By the way, here's Rick. Hey, how's it going? Okay, bye.
We should clarify to be sure that they mean what they say in the press release, right? It's possible.
It's what they sent out. It's not like they sent out another one saying, our bad. This is just going to be the Tony thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. All right, fine. We'll take them at their literal written word.
Hey, step to the right. Hey, Lawrence, remember, it's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Okay?
That's what I hear. Yeah. You guys are the best. Enjoy yourselves.
That's true. I can't deny that.
Is it?
He's on it.
Is stuff starting to happen, Dan?
No, I took my stuff. I'm good.
Does DK Metcalf need to bring the cart out for you,
Dan? When you said
that's how I demand to be taken to the bathroom from now on.
I said I want that cart with a guy that looks like Sebastian Gorka drive wherever I want to go. I snap my fingers, fetch my carriage, and take me to the toilet.
You know my dream for the mansion. I want a button that turns whatever I'm sitting on into a toilet. Well, eventually,
if you have all the money, it is. If you're rich enough, you just turn it into one.
Isn't that what they do in Idiocracy? Aren't there lazy boys in the living room toilets?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're right.
Yeah. So,
what's welcome to Costco. I love it.
That's
come
a fun
back
movie.
Later.
It is. Bacon. Thank you, Daniel Norris.
Enough. Stop doing that.
You critiqued our bits about the song, and you're like, it doesn't work. Just out of curiosity, because you are a radio professional, 10 bites of the cereal before a comment? I'm watching the video. I'm like, can the man speak? Well, you ate the whole bowl before giving us the review.
Our program director has a thing about mouth sounds and chewing sounds on the air.
ASMR?
He likes it. I think what it comes down to is the idea of radio people sneaking in a bite of something, or when we used to do a lot of remotes, having a chicken wing in your mouth.
But we were doing a bit.
I know that, but I don't want it. I don't want to have him come see me and
playing the hits.
Close the door.
Oh my God.
You know, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
I don't understand.
Our program director was a TV star over the weekend.
We saw. Yeah. And we heard.
We
have a full review coming up. We're going to cut Trent Dilfer short and do 20 minutes on Mitch's television.
No, we're not. We're playing the hits.
We are playing.
And the hits principle.
That's
which was not enacted yesterday.
No.
Because you had a bunch of dudes that were standing around a loose ball that was on the field.
It needs to be amended for the Bears' bad eye discipline. Before hustle and intensity has to be see the ball. See the ball.
Shades of Lance Briggs against the Packers.
See the ball. Amend the hits principle. To add that.
STB hits. Okay. See
no,
the ball.
Just need the S.
Oh, okay, right, because they're all...
Yeah.
All right.
Get it, Danny? The swear word.
Oh!
Thank you, Shane.
Thanks, Shane. One of you
appreciate that.
Yeah, I was trying to say something.
I was just trying to say, that would make it the...
That was the worry.
Blank principle. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
And the pleasure principle. The
see you, boys. Tanny's open. Kicks us off. It's a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday. Park at the Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.